Welcome to Partnering with Parents, brought to you by the Classical Academies. Join us every other Tuesday as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, the CEO for the Classical Academies, and it's exciting to be having another podcast. And today we're going to have a conversation with Stephen Ferreira, and he is a teacher with Classical Academy High School. So Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Cam.
Wonderful. Well, Stephen, for those who may not know you, give us a little bit of history about you.
I've been with the Classical Academies now for about 10 years. Got hired on at the high school.
Wow. And, long time.
Yeah, and I've been teaching mostly Math 2 there. And about 7 years ago, I started up a class called Life Skills, where we look at relationships, finances, going to college, all the things that you sort of need to know outside of high school that's not always taught specifically.
Awesome. Okay. So today our conversation is going to be about social personalities. So you've been researching and studying David Merrill and Roger Reed's social styles model.
Yeah, correct. I grew up, my dad has been a psychologist for 40 years. And so growing up, I got a little therapy throughout the years.
Absolutely.
But other than that, though, he's taught us a lot of cool things, my brothers and I, about social personalities and how useful they can be and just your day-to-day relationships with people interacting. So that's one of the first topics we cover in life skills.
Okay. So what are the four personality types that you are focusing on?
So when it comes to the social personalities, there are four major types. They're really easy. Most everybody can figure them out once you understand it, but we're going to use a little bit of terminology. There's the driver, the person who's the go-getter. We got the expressive, the Cam Curry, the expressive.
Well, there you go.
There it is. He talks, hangs out, people love him, great. And then you got the amiable personality, as I like to call the people who keep the world going around. They're the ones who just jump in, make things happen, go with the flow. And then you have the analytics. You think of like engineers, think of people, deep thinkers. So there are four basic types that just help us understand each other and how to interact with each other.
Okay, all right. And what is your personality type?
The cool part about social personalities is one that you are, but you can grow into all of them. So as a teacher,
ebb and flow back between.
Exactly. Okay. So when you talk about other personality types, you sort of get pigeonholed like this is who you are, but social personalities lets you be able to expand, become more well-rounded. So as a teacher, students think I'm a driver and expressive because that's what I do in front of the classroom. But my wife knows when I get home, I am an amiable to the T. I do not like making decisions. We can eat whatever she wants for dinner.
Oh, okay.
I'll just kick back. I'm happy just going and doing whatever else is going on. But in the classroom, I start to engage in the opposite.
Interesting. Okay. And for our listeners who don't know, you are a father. So are you seeing personalities develop in your youngest?
Anyone who's a parent can contest to this is your kids are very different, even very young. I just had my third kid 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
James was just born, and you can see the personalities even early at birth, and I have up to a five-year-old. My five-year-old daughter is a little spitfire driver. She tells everybody what to do, tells her little brother David, and I have a little son, David, who's three, and he's just a little amiable, analytic boy who will just go with the flow and do whatever she wants, and it's great, which is a great combination there.
Exactly. So do you find that any of these personality types clash or have a harder time getting along?
Yeah, as a teacher in the classroom especially, you can see, you ever assign group work or have your kids work together and just seeing the different dynamics when you put different social styles together. The thing there is they're opposite. So the driver and the amiable work really well together, but if you put two drivers in a group or work together, they'll clash. So, but two amiables don't clash, but nothing ever gets done because no one will ever make a decision. Analytics and expressive work well together because one talks, one's really good at listening. But if you put two expressives together, you can get conflict, or you might just have two ladies just chatting it up or two friends chatting up all day, and it's great. So, it depends on the maturity of their social style. So there's pros and cons for each one. And learning about them and understanding what's good and what's bad and how to become more mature in those areas is key.
So how do you use these personality types in your life skills class? Is it a kind of a fundamental thing that we discuss? Mm-hmm. And then where does it go from there?
So in the first 2 weeks, we really like to start there to show the students, hey, this is your social personality type. But this isn't going to define you. You get to define who you are, and you can grow and mature. So just because you might be analytic doesn't mean you can't become more expressive. Or if you're a driver, doesn't mean you can't become more amiable and become more well-rounded. We really try to teach kids that this is where your default mode is what your social personality type is, but you can grow and access all of them. And then also be sensitive to other people's types, so you're not offended when someone is more a driver or someone's more expressive. That's not them trying to attack you or make you upset. That's just who they are naturally in a relaxed state. And we need to learn how to work together and also use each other's gifts better. And that, I think, understanding social personalities is very easy to see it and work with it on a day-to-day basis.
Interesting. Okay. And so just from a relationship perspective, too, being married, where is your wife? And we've already know where you are. So how does that work with, you know, the interaction, you know, at the family around the dinner table?
It's interesting that most people marry their opposite social personality without meaning to, or what we call their secondary personality, meaning side by side. So my wife is a driver, and I'm an amiable, which works great 90% of the time when I'll go with the flow, and she gets what she, you know, dinner or whatever she wants to pick for dinner. I'm really easygoing or this or that. But the way an amiable likes to be talked to is by asking, hey, would you like to do this? But sometimes drivers like to tell you what to do. So there can be a little bit of clash there where I'm being told what to do versus asked. So understanding that and keeping that in mind on a day-to-day basis works out really well.
What I know for us, Barb is definitely an introvert, and I'm the extrovert. And so there's that ebb and flow all the time as well. So do these tie into the personalities as well?
Yeah. What people think of extrovert, introvert is usually the amiable and analytic are usually known as the introverts. And the driver and the expressive are the extroverts, but not always, but that's typical. So it seems like in your relationship, she might be a amiable analytic while you're more the outgoing, and she's and that works really good. It brings balance to the relationship, brings balance to the family as well.
Absolutely. So how does knowing more about these social types help us personally in really our day-to-day interactions or as parents or as teachers, as, you know, colleagues and friends? And
great question. The students really like it, one, because they get to explore who they are and see why they engage with people the way they do and why they like some people and why they don't. But more importantly, I think as students, especially juniors and seniors who I work with, as they get ready to go off in the world and work in business and stuff, they understand that everybody's unique. Everybody's different. Everybody brings something to the team. And learning how to work with those people and not being going, well, they're different than me, so they're wrong. No, they're different because they are just different, and they come from a different perspective, and we can work together that direction. And then learning how to interact with those people successfully, and then also take what they do really well in their social personality type, I can learn to do that. It takes work, but I can learn to do that as well and then negate the negative effects of my social personality type.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you started out the program by telling us a little bit about your father, and he is a psychologist?
Yes.
Okay. And so how did that manifest itself in the work that he did at the house? I mean, were you guys... was he trying things on you guys? Was he helping you as you grew and mature? And
yeah, I mean, he'd always keep us informed. He always liked to talk about how he has four sons. I'm the youngest.
Okay.
I have three older brothers, and each of us are a unique social personality type. So my oldest brother is an expressive, my second oldest brother is analytic, and my third oldest brother is a driver, and I'm the amiable. And he would always share stories about how he couldn't connect very well with his oldest son, my brother Rich, because he's an expressive and my dad's an analytic, being
opposite sides of the spectrum, right?
And he just couldn't connect. And then he talked to my mom, who's an expressive, and she's like, I don't understand. I connect with him and understand him completely. And he realized, he's like, wow, this is really the practical aspects of understanding how people work and how conflict comes about. He was always in conflict with that son, not because of anything wrong, but just because they come from two different social styles. They sort of have the world in a different view. The drivers and the analytics view tasks over relationships versus the amiables and expressives look at the relationship first.
Okay.
And then the analytic and the amiable, that we like to call them the askers, are the people who ask people to do things, are more sensitive, versus the drivers and the expressive are more the tellers. And that can create conflict when someone's telling you what to do or always asking you. It seems like, just tell me what, you know, and there's conflict that can be arise there, but just understanding each other and how we think and interact with the world is key, I think.
Is key, exactly. Yeah. So you're covering social personalities in your life skills course with, mm-hmm. with students. What other topics do you guys discuss?
Oh, wide range. It keeps growing every year. We do social personalities, which leads into relationships, friendships, parents' relationships, going off to college, relationships there, eventually dating and marriage a little bit there. And then we jump into going to college. I mean, we talk about sending kids to college, how to get into college, but how to be successful. So we take a couple weeks and really look at how to choose classes and how to do financial aid, how to live with people, roommate contracts, how to engage and live with people. And I think the overall theme of life skills is life's about relationships and people.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend about 3 to 4 weeks on finances and then living on your own, buying food, cooking food, how price points, looking for how to do all those things, being a successful adult as well-rounded. And then we go into oddball topics that the students are interested, buying cars for the first time, pros and cons, how to approach that, how to buy a used car versus a new, what's the pros and cons, what type of cars. And so just sort of giving them a lot of the information and getting them time to think through it. It's a great time, yeah.
Yeah, it was shocking. I remember when I went to college, there were so many guys in the dorm who had never washed their clothes before, had never ironed a shirt before, had nothing to do with how do I go to a grocery store and actually put together some meal prep and how do I do these things. So this is invaluable information for our kids as they start to think about life beyond high school.
Everybody asks, do you teach them how to write a check? Well, we do teach them how to write a check. That takes about 5 minutes. And then we spend 2 more weeks talking about the whole financial world, about stock markets and loans and house loans and retirement funds, the whole gambit. So that they, not that they're all going to go and engage in it tomorrow, but at least they have some base knowledge where to go, where to seek after it, how to engage in that process when that day comes for them.
And I guess my other response to somebody asking that question, do we actually write checks anymore?
I wrote one recently.
Okay.
As a first one this year.
Perfect.
So about one a year, it seems like. That's where I'm at.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Stephen, I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for your commitment to our students and really helping them think about life beyond high school. So thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Partnering with Parents is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. Suggest a future episode or advertise with us by visiting classicalacademy.com/podcast. Consider subscribing to our channel, leaving us a review, and supporting our Patreon page. Thanks for listening.